Hey, Dominique, were you surprised to get the call from the Patriots?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I actually was, and I was really excited when I actually did see the Massachusetts number come up on my phone.
What kind of preconceived ideas did you have about the Patriots?
Oh, well, I've been watching the Patriots for a long time. You know, like one of the, I'm pretty sure y'all know, former player from Staten Island played there. So, and then Coach Urban Meyer had a lot of players go to the Patriots. So, you know, it's a winning team. So I'm really excited.
How's your knee? And do you expect to be ready for mini camps and all that?
Well, I'm healthy. I'm just ready to get up there and do whatever Coach Belichick needs me to do.
Was that a big issue that came up for you, obviously, through the draft process, talking to different teams, talking to the Patriots and whatnot? I mean, how much was that discussed?
It was discussed somewhat, but I'm really really excited to be a Patriot now and just get up there and just get to work and learn the system and do whatever the team needs me to do.
Did they bring you in for a visit?
Oh, yes, they did.
Did they show much interest in you throughout the process, other than that?
Yes. Me and Coach Belichick at my pro day, we had talked a whole lot, and we got to know each other. He's a real great guy.
Is it a fairly common sight to see him down in Florida? We've seen a lot of ex-Florida guys up here over the last few years, and I imagine that pipeline runs pretty freely between Florida and Foxborough.
Yes. I mean, when I was there, when I was playing at Florida, I didn't really see him a lot. But, you know, I always knew there was a lot of Florida players there, and they always said good things about it, and they was really excited to go there. So, I mean, I'm real excited.
Were you surprised to be picked in the first round? A lot of people projected you second, third, maybe even beyond that.
I wasn't really honestly paying attention to what was going on, what was said. I was just waiting for my dreams to come true.
What do you think about getting a chance to play next to Vince Wilfork?
It's going to be a great experience. You get to learn from an old guy, a veteran that's real good. I mean, his take speaks for himself, so I mean it's gonna be real exciting to learn from him.
Did you think too much was made about your comments at the combine about not watching football?
Can you say that again?
You said something at the combine about how you didn't like to watch football. Did you think that there was too much made of that storyline?
I wasn't really paying attention to it, but I mean, I love football. I love watching tape on football. So, you know, they just probably got the wrong idea, and that's about it.
Dominique, I'm wondering, after having had one ACL injury, after having had the first ACL injury, to suffer the second, what were your emotions that day when you suffered the second one? And did you at all consider taking a medical red shirt? And what led to your decision not to? Yeah, I apologize. What were your emotions after suffering the second ACL injury that you did? And how much
just to get back healthy, you know? I just wanted to get back healthy and really just, like I said, just try to live my dream, try to wait for this phone call, which happened. So now I'm just really excited to get up there.
Certainly must benefit or actually, you know, proves you right in having made the decision, I would say, to stay, given that you end up being a first round pick. Did you give consideration to going back?
I didn't. Can you say that?
Did you give consideration to getting a medical red shirt and staying in Florida?
I have a 1-year-old son, so I just wanted to really just move on and try to get back healthy and continue my life.
All right, buddy. Congratulations.
And just to follow up on all of this, how good do you feel about your knees in the sense that are you at 100% now? Can you sprint? Can you do all the things that you would normally do when you're playing?
I'm just working to get back healthy, and you know, I'm just ready to get up there.
So you're not 100%?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just working to get back healthy. That's all. I'm just working. I just want to work, just get better, learn a new playbook, and learn a new system.
Dominique, for guys who haven't seen you play, can you compare your style of play to someone who's in the league now or maybe someone who's played for the Patriots just to kind of give people some sort of point of reference?
I just try to be the best who I am. Just be me on the field, play with my characteristics, and really just be me.
How does being a father change you in your approach, both on and off the field?
Well, every decision that I make is not for me. You know, it affects my son in every which way. So, and it on the field, that it didn't really change much because my love for football was always there and always will be there. But you know, it just matured me as a man.
How much contact, and I know you touched on this before, but how much contact did you have with the Patriots throughout the pre-draft process?
I just seen them at the combine and at my pro day, and then just a visit.
What's your son's name?
Dominique Earl Easley II.
Did anyone come down to work you out in Florida?
No, they didn't.